Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Religious Education for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Thank you for being with us on Labors of Love. I'm your host, Margaret Alleria, and I'm here with my two guests, Mrs. Priest, Principal at Bishop Garriga Middle School, and her Vice Principal, Mr. DeRocher. How are you two doing?
Great.
Doing well, thanks.
I really like highlighting our Catholic schools. I've had some guests in the past that have been administrators in Catholic schools, and we've just talked about the importance of Catholic schools, how they differ from public schools, things like that. So it's great to have you two with me so that we can focus on Catholic schools once more. Before we get started, though, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? And we'll start with Mrs. Priest.
Yes, certainly. I was born in Alice. I'm one of 12 children.
Wow.
My parents had 6 boys and 6 girls. They were very active at their parishes, very devout. I attended St. Joseph's Catholic School, and this was at a time when the teachers were all nuns. There was Sister Josephine, Sister Isabel, Sister Andrew, Sister Rosario, Sister Purificacion. Anyway, this was a very special time when the students attended Mass 5 days a week. Mrs. Aria, we recited the rosary prior to the Latin Mass starting. The girls were required to wear coverings over their heads. We wore cute little beanies. The boys wore long-sleeved shirts and, of course, a tie 5 days a week. And I remember, Miss Aria, that if a girl forgot to bring her beanie to school that day, the sisters required us to cover our heads with a Kleenex.
Oh.
And they would secure a little bobby pin on it so it wouldn't fall off during Mass. And the boys, if they forgot to bring their tie on to school, sister would take them to the back of the room. She had a box of all the used ties, and she would promptly put a tie on the boys. I also remember vividly that I could feel the love of the sisters. They were very caring. They kept us on task. They challenged us. And shortly after my time there at St. Joseph, the family moved to Kingsville, Texas. And this was in the late 60s. And my parents took us to St. Gertrude's Catholic School. We enrolled there, and I met lots of the Incarnate Word Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. Again, the staff was completely nuns at that time, at that period of time. There was Sister Damien, Sister Joachim, Sister Laurentia, Sister Marie, Sister Anselm, Sister Veronica, and their convent was located right there on the campus, so they lived practically on the campus. The priest at that time was Father Disney. He would come to the school every Monday morning, and he'd say things like, "Raise your hand if you were at Mass yesterday," and all of us would raise our hand. "Boys, raise your hand if you'd like to become a priest someday," and nearly every boy raised their hand. "Girls, raise your hand if you'd like to become a nun." Nearly every girl raised her hand. And it was a very simple and a very happy time during my early years. Then time flew by. Before I knew it, I myself was a mother of 4. My oldest girl is Kimberly, followed by Catherine, Christina, and Michael. And now I'm a grandmother of 4.
Wow, okay. Well, thanks for sharing. That seems just like a wonderful experience in terms of Catholic education, and I'm glad I asked that question. How about you, Mr. DeRocher?
Well, actually, I'm a little bit on the other end of the spectrum. I'm an only child, so...
12 and only child.
12 and only.
But I also did grow up going to Catholic school. I was blessed enough to have parents who really valued Catholic education, and so they sacrificed to send me to Catholic school all the way through, starting in kindergarten all the way through college. So graduated
Wow.
from a Catholic university, and I'm not from Corpus Christi originally. I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin, but what brought me down to Corpus Christi was I joined a teaching program through the University of Notre Dame 6 years ago, and one of the exciting but also kind of scary parts of this teaching program program is you know you're going to be teaching in a Catholic school somewhere in the United States. You just don't know where. So there was a lot of excitement and anxiety. I didn't know where I was going to be placed and was finally told I was going to be in Corpus Christi. Didn't know exactly where that was. I had to get out my atlas and make sure that I knew exactly where I was going, knew that certainly the name Corpus Christi and it meaning the body of Christ, I knew I was definitely in good hands. And so I taught my first 2 years at Bishop Garriga, full-time in the classroom. And after those 2 years, there was a permanent spot opened up in the math department. The ACE program is a two-year commitment, so I knew that I would be here for sure those first 2 years. But after those 2 years, it's pretty much up to you as far as what you do after that.
Okay.
And I really came to enjoy my time down here in Corpus Christi at Bishop Garriga. There was a permanent position that was open, and so I stuck around that third year in the classroom. And then the following year, the position of vice principal came open and applied for it, and that's what I've been doing the past 3 years.
Wonderful.
So I'm able to still teach in the classroom and then also helping Miss Priest during the day as well. So it's great to be able to kind of have my foot in both doors and be able to still have that direct connection with the kids, but also be able to see a school being run from the office standpoint too.
And to continue teaching, which I'm sure is both of your passions.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing. It allows us to, and me especially, to get to know a little bit more about you as well as our listeners. Now let's go ahead and talk about particular things that you do at the school. So we'll start with you, Ms. Priest. Can you tell me about your ministry as principal?
Yes, my ministry as a Catholic school administrator is the way that I serve my middle school students. It's how I build up the kingdom on earth. And I feel that I am fulfilling my purpose. I'm fulfilling my destiny. I'm doing what I was created to do. And that's why it's so easy to be excited about my work. And it's very easy to feel happy doing it. Bishop Garriga Middle Prep School is known for its special and unique environment. It's an environment that resembles the Lord's great love for all of us. The employees there are very warm, they're very welcoming, they're filled with the Holy Spirit. And my hope is that visitors are going to feel something different, very unique when they come through our doors, whether they're walking in, whether they're walking out of the school building. There's just such a great joy that permeates throughout the campus. And I truly believe, Mrs. Adia, that it's also so important to love your work because people can see that it's a joy, that you love being there, that you love interacting with children and families.
So it shows definitely that you're genuine.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That we're being ourselves.
Can you tell me some of the maybe harder things that you do as principal?
The difficult things are there's quite a few, but mm-hmm. the ones that really hurt is when a child has to be retained.
Okay.
When a child has difficulties at home. And they're sad, they're crying, they're upset.
Okay.
And that's when all of us come into play. We work very much as a team so that the children feel loved and cared about. It's not all about math and science, but we have to minister to them as children of God. And so there are times that there are sadnesses, sadness or illness or a death
mm-hmm.
or a divorce or things that come into play that are part of day-to-day living.
And well, let's, Mr. DeRocher, talk about the joys of being an administrator in a Catholic school.
I guess being able to see, really to be able to witness to Christ each and every day in the classroom and around campus. As Ms. Priest had mentioned, you know, we certainly need to be able to recognize that we are each called by Him to a special vocation in life. And as Catholic school educators, it's up to us to help our students who may not always have that reinforced, whether it's at home or through the media. We need to help them understand that they are each called as children of God to something more than themselves in their lives. And so to help them see their vocation and kind of where God is calling them is something that's pretty special.
I know, just to share a personal experience, I did not have the pleasure of attending a Catholic school while I was raised. Oh. Until I went to college, I went to St. Mary's University in San Antonio, run by the Marianist priests. And I really enjoyed that wonderful atmosphere. It was a small atmosphere, but there was a lot of international students, so I got that world feel. I studied theology, so everything around me was Catholic, and I really enjoyed that experience. Let's briefly talk about some of the differences in public schools and Catholic schools.
All right. Well, the biggest difference is that we're a family. We're a Christian community, and the students love us. Just recently in May, the eighth grade students particularly, were realizing this is almost over for me. I'm going on to high school, whether it's Catholic high school or a public high school. There were some girls, not any boys that I know of, Mr. DeRocher, but there were a couple of girls that came to my office. One little girl in particular, a very sweet little cheerleader, was crying uncontrollably. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she came and embraced me and said, "I don't want to leave Garriga, Miss Priest." And it brought tears to my eyes because I realized that she felt that connection of the family that we are. So it's not just a bunch of teachers. It's not just people collecting a paycheck. It's a family. And so when they come on board and they register and they're the newbies, especially the sixth grade, they enter a family, a Christian community that is their extended home. And they don't want to leave it when it comes time for graduation. So it's very moving and touching to see them realize it's coming to a close. I may not have this when I go on to Ray or to King or wherever they've selected to go.
That's very well said. We're going to take a break. Stay with us on Labors of Love.
This is Labors of Love.
A special convalidation seminar for civilly married couples are those who were married outside of the Catholic Church and wish to have their marriage convalidated, is set for Saturday, July 26th, in the Parish Hall of St. Peter, Prince of Apostles Church, 3901 Violet Road in Corpus Christi. The deadline for your required pre-registration is July 21st. For complete information, including how and where to register, call Deacon Stephen Nolte, Director of the Office of Family Life for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, at 882-6191.
Thank you for being with us on Labors of Love. Again, I'm here with my guest, Miss Priest, Principal at Bishop Garriga, and Mr. DeRocher, Vice Principal at Bishop Garriga Middle School. I'd like to get to know you all a little better and allow our listeners to know you a little better. So let's start with you, Mr. DeRocher. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself on the professional level? Did you always aspire to be a Vice Principal?
Well, I can't say that was always something that I had in mind, but like I said, I grew up going to Catholic school and certainly knew the importance of Catholic education, graduated from the University of Notre Dame with a bachelor's in finance, and thought that the corporate world was where I was supposed to be. And so that was my first job out of college. A corporate job. And it was a blast. Learned a lot. I worked for a great company, Fortune 500 company, and learned an awful lot about the business world, but there was still that void that I realized could only be filled by changing my kind of seeking my vocation elsewhere. And so started thinking and praying a lot about it and realized that God was calling me to Catholic education. And so I worked in Catholic schools in the city of San Francisco and then joined the ACE program, the Alliance for Catholic Education program at Notre Dame, which brought me to Corpus, and loved the classroom experience full time, and then was asked to consider potentially, you know, helping out more in the office, and so that's kind of
so
where I'm at today.
The doors kind of opened for you.
Yes,
wonderful.
Yeah, it's amazing how God works.
It is. God is amazing. Mrs. Priest, go ahead and share with me professionally.
Never did aspire to being a principal. I graduated from Henrietta King High School, went on to Texas A&I for a couple of years, decided I'd take my basics and then kind of decide what I wanted to study. Decided to move to Corpus and go to Del Mar College. I earned an Associate Applied Science degree there in dental hygiene. And then I earned both a Bachelor's and Master of Science at Corpus Christi State University. Not knowing what God had planned for my future, I completed 36 hours of school administration. Then I decided, well, I'll go ahead and take the 12 hours of the superintendency coursework and just do it because I loved going to night school and it was exciting and challenging. And I was young and energetic at the time. And then recently I completed 9 hours of the Catholic School Leadership Program, and this is through the University of Dallas. I've taught 4th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade in various Catholic schools in Corpus Christi and in San Antonio. And I still didn't know what God was going to do with me, but I was very happy raising the children and teaching in Catholic schools where they attended. I've also served as a Catholic school principal on the elementary level, on the middle school level, and on the high school level. And I never knew God was going to take me to all those three places. I consider it a tremendous personal blessing to have served in the Catholic school community in this capacity. I've also been in other fields, Mrs. Arat. I was also a registered dental hygienist for 11 years, did that for a while, and enjoyed it, but I knew that's not what God had made me to do. I taught in the dental hygiene program at Del Mar College. I taught in the hygiene program at Bee County. And I've also been an insurance agent for a nine-year period. And I'm presently beginning the 14th year in Catholic education. I'm happy what I'm doing because I know this is what God created me to do. And it's a joy to walk in the doors every morning at Garriga.
So both of you are teachers at heart, and
yes,
I can't
ma'am.
Imagine better administrators for this middle school. Let's go ahead and talk about your ministry. So we spoke a little bit about Mrs. Priest's ministry as principal. How about you, Mr. DeRocher?
Well, I have a number of different functions. I kind of do a little bit of everything, I think. One of the projects I'm working on right now is putting the student schedules together for the upcoming school year. All of our incoming students take placement tests so that we can help put their schedules together, and if they qualify for advanced placement in the core subjects, that placement test along with their test scores and their standardized test scores as well as their report cards kind of help us to do that. So working with student schedules, also discipline would fall under my purview as well. If a student gets written up for being out of dress code or talking out of turn in class or something along those lines, I would
that
work with
that happens in
the
Catholic schools, though.
Believe it or not, it does.
Yes,
it does, yes. So those would probably be the two two capacities that kind of come to mind at first. So along with the kind of the overall master schedule too, making sure that each teacher has a planning period and each of the core subjects is covered during the course of the day.
All right, wonderful. Now, I like talking about this. Exciting projects. What do we have in store for Bishop Garriga? Something that you can share with the listeners.
Bishop Garriga Middle Prep School is experiencing some growth right now, and with that growth spurt, we need a new wing, we need a new building, we need additional classrooms, and the time has arrived. And it's our hope and prayer that the Kennedy Memorial Foundation will award the school a grant in the very near future for this very purpose. Presently, we're utilizing some portable buildings located behind the main building structure, but we're hopeful that a new building will soon become a reality for our school community.
So people and families are wanting to go to Bishop Garriga for the Catholic education.
Yes, ma'am.
I did see the the billboard that said God, grades
game.
And game.
Yes, they're all over town.
So you have sports then at Bishop Garriga.
Yes, we do. We actually offer 9 different sports, volleyball, football, basketball, golf, tennis, swimming, cross country, track, and soccer. And we are, it's my understanding that we're the first Catholic middle school in the diocese to have a football team, which we were able to start with Bishop Mulvey's blessing 3 years ago. So we weren't really sure how we were going to do compared to, or considering we were going up against schools that are two or three or four times as large as ours. But we actually finished our first season 7-2, and then we had a combined 7th and 8th grade team that year. And then this past school year, we added a second team. So we have an 8th grade team and then a 7th grade team. And they both had successful seasons. The 7th grade team won their final four games of the year. The 8th grade team finished 6-1 overall. And this coming year, we'll have those same two teams, an 8th grade team, a 7th grade team. All of our games are going to be played on Wednesdays at home at the St. John Paul II Stadium beginning at 5:30. So we definitely invite all to come out and cheer us on.
Wonderful. Now, I think that's so exciting to have a holistic view of being a student. So
yes.
It's not just about academics, but it's
correct.
Also about their faith, their spiritual life, and then athletics. So if I were a parent and I said, I'm shopping around for schools, not sure where I'm going to take my child, what would you share with them? And I can see the excitement that you all have. So what exactly would you share with these parents?
I would tell the KLEX listeners, if you know any 6th, 7th, or 8th graders that are looking for a great new school, this is the school to bring the kids to. It's God-centered. It has a strong academic program. It's safe. People are welcoming. They're friendly. It's a wonderful place to get a great Catholic school education. And we invite them to catch the Crusader spirit, come on out for a tour. We're here to answer your questions.
Yeah, I would just add to that you know, we do everything we can from a faculty and staff standpoint to help each child recognize their God-given gifts and talents and really bring those out and foster those within our students and help them understand that they are called to bigger and better things beyond themselves.
Let's go ahead. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for being with us. Let's go ahead and end with prayer.
All right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
O good and gracious God, we praise and we thank you for the students in our Catholic school. It is a sacred privilege to continue the teaching mission of your Son, Jesus Christ. We hear his words in our hearts. Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thanks again for being with us. Sacred Moments with Deacon Nolte is up next.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's Sacred Moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
If you are a woman, you can probably identify that one pot or pan, that one cup or spoon that exactly meets your needs when you are cooking. For some, it might be the old iron skillet, the one you inherited from your mother or grandmother, the one they used to cook cornbread in the oven. Or it might be a particular wooden spoon that you use only for stirring a milk or sugar-based recipe. A man might have tools much like women have the cookware mentioned above. There are tools that fit his hands only. It might be a left-handed hammer, the one most people can't use to drive a straight nail, but he can do it every time. For those who carve or whittle, two men can have identical knives, but hold them differently when they carve. And after years of use, even the casual observer can notice how both blades are worn in different ways. And finally, while there are many different types of musical instruments, like instruments often sound very different from one another. For example, a violin and a fiddle are the same instrument, but they're tuned, played, and sound differently. Even though musicians use one basic note to tune their instruments, their hearing and personal styles of playing affect the final sound. These are things we frequently take for granted, and unless we are directly involved in their usage, we seldom give any thought to the peculiarities of each as an individual tool or instrument. Musical instruments, tools, and cookware all have one thing in common. They are made for a certain purpose. The same is true for the human person. We readily recognize that every person appears different, but we seldom give serious consideration to the question why. When He created each one of us, God had a specific, unique thought as to who and what we would be. He created us to be like Him in what we do and how we do it, and to image Him by reflecting His mode of being, even in our own being. He has a longing for each of us to be with Him, to belong to Him in a relationship of love, and He is willing to go to great lengths to make that possible. Just like our mothers and grandmothers had to break in their new iron skillets, and men have to try out new tools before using them, God prepares us for the tasks He calls us to. He shapes us by allowing us to experience different events in life. Some of those events are occasions of joy and happiness, while others bring us sorrow and tears. Yet each experience shapes us to fit into God's hands just a little bit better and allows us to become one of His favorite instruments. Unless we are one of those individuals who complain about how heavy our cross is or simply refuse to accept it. The saints are those individuals who learned how to let go of their own ego, their own desire to have things on their terms. They are the people who learned from life's lessons that God wishes to shape us and turn us into His favorite instrument for that one task to which He calls us. It is only then that we become an instrument fit for a king. May you discover God's calling for you and embrace your own instrumentality in the sacred moments He blesses you with. And may you find joy in the journey to becoming fit for a king. Amen.
Thanks for being with us on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my guest, Mrs. Priest, and Mr. DeRocher for joining me today to speak about Catholic education. If you would like more information, please call them at 361-851-0853 or visit bgmps.beyondpages.us. Thanks again for being with us on Labors of Love.
This has been Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. If you'd like to hear this or a previous program again, or download it to your device, browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Religious Education, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.